Now, universal access is a bit problematic with both of our sites. With Camp Snyder, since it's on a hill, it's for someone who is in a wheelchair or mobility challenge, it would be difficult to transport them out. Not impossible, but difficult. Also, we have very few elements that lend themselves to a mechanical assist into the course. Our Goshen facility is another story. We've got a really nice tower up there. I think it's 55 feet on the highest. And it is possible then to set up pulley systems to help disadvantaged climbers navigate up the walls. But for the Cope course, similar story. We only have a few elements where it would be possible to attach anything. Now, we do not yet have procedures written for universal access to the elements. I forgot. The flying squirrel is definitely an element that could be used for disabled adults or disabled participants. We need to have something documented, and if someone would like to help write those up, I would appreciate the help.
Could also use, if appropriately rigged, you could also put someone disadvantaged on a zip line.
Thank you. Definitely. Part of the challenge we'd have with that is getting them up to the platform. Because of how the platform and the pole is designed.
One way we did it at National Jamboree was we loaded them on at the unloading platform, and then towed them uphill to the top of the zip line with a long rope and several pullers, and then had another instructor up there disconnect them from the tow rope and zip them back down.
Wow. Hey, Chuck, that's a great idea. Thank you.
We had an adult lady in a wheelchair, and we took her wheelchair and all.
Really? Say.
Wheelchair only weighs about 30 pounds, maybe 40.
At Bechtel, it's doable. The issue, though, is getting up that winding trail to the jump-off start.
Yes, the trail is the issue.
Maybe what would happen if we in the future, well, anyway, sorry, I'm thinking and trying to talk at the same time, and boy, that's really tough for me. I think we've got an opportunity to look at what could be done on the course that we've got. And I've not honestly spent enough time looking into that, but I think there is a venture crew in Colonial District, Alexandria, that their theme is disability awareness. I have to dig through. If anybody knows of a crew that is working on that, maybe in the future we could get them engaged in having them come out to the Cope course and look at what could we do on this Cope course to help make it available for people who are disabled, as well as make people aware of disabilities or what it's like to be a disabled person. On page 122, they've got a picture of gear that, well, actually, I think this is the case where they're showing a person who is sitting in a specially designed chair and are using hand ascenders to raise themselves up into the higher element. So maybe that could be something that we could connect into, like the zip line. Well, had to put some of those ideas together and make it happen, I guess. Well, that's all I've got for this evening. Took a little longer for the emergency preparedness than I thought. I really appreciate everybody's input. Chuck, I'm very glad that you made it tonight.
Thank you. Me too.
Jeff, thank you for sharing. Look forward to seeing you out on the course some more. And we'll do another element next time. And same goes for everyone.
All of the course. Tony?
Yes.
Can we take a couple minutes to discuss Friday night and Saturday, the weekend? What time Friday night should we be there if those of us are going Friday night?
If we could, when I held training sessions on Friday through Sunday, we'd try and get the courses class started at 7. It never worked out. So if you could be there by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, just enough time to get settled in, get relaxed, have a short chat about what the next day would be, that'd be great.
Okay. And that leads to this, my next question. Where are we camping, sleeping? Do we bring tents, sleeping bags? What?
We have a cabin. I don't know which cabin. It probably won't be Carol's Cottage, but I think it's one of the other cabins.
Sleeping bag.
Yep, bring a sleeping bag because there's cots.
Okay.
So what I will do is I'll bring stuff for a Cracker Barrel, and we'll have a plan on having a light breakfast. I was thinking about bringing pita and condiments and luncheon meats for a lunch. The program on Saturday is going to be two-hour sessions, 10 to noon and 1 to 3. The theme of the Venture Campery is the Wild West. Now, the idea I'd pitched out before was a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids theme. We're going to change that. We'll change it to something related to the Wild West or the Western Expansion, which tends to then fit in pretty neatly if we're having them do the Sherpa's Walk, which only the person in front can see, and they can only see for, say, 20 paces. And then they have to cover their eyes and go to the back of the line, and the next person then can open theirs. And they have to do that to get from one element to the other. That fits into the, we're in the West, it's dusty, we have wind blowing, we're going from desert to canyon to mountain to all over. And we've got to end up at, and I want to do this, at the Eagle's Walk. We have to individually get up to the top of the ridge line, cross over that ridge line, yell to the east that we've made it, and then we belay down.
Across the Continental Divide, right?
That works. I like that. Hey, then we could do the, if you're on the whale watch, okay, we're paddling down the Snake River. We've got to balance the piro that we're in. And if we tip it too much, then everybody's going to fall into the water and we have to get back into the boat and start paddling it some more.
Of course, there's blue snakes on the left side and red snakes on the right side. Snake River.
Yeah, there you go. So we can... we can finalize some of the storylines and the themes on Friday night, Saturday morning after breakfast, set up some high elements so they're ready to go, and then meet the groups. I don't know how many people are going to show up, but I think we've got a good number of facilitators who... we'll be able to do quite well guiding them through the challenges. It'll be a compressed schedule. So instead of what we'd normally do, which is give them a challenge and then allow them pretty much as much time as they need to go through the challenge and then reflect on it, we're going to have more of a time limit on each one of the challenges because, hey, we've only got so much time, so much food, so much water, whatever, to get across that continental divide. So we have to move on. Sometimes we might not collect everything that we need to. But this will also then give you a feel of the types of activities that the course can be used for and how you can change the theme, change the stories, which will then have an effect on the changing of the game and how the game is played and the rules of the games. Does that answer your question, Brad?
It does. Thank you. Sounds good.
I would really love it to have enough staff there so I can just take pictures. So, Brad, who all is planning to attend Saturday?
Brad will be there.
Tony, me and Tan Sam will be there. Me as in James.
Oh, yeah, I reckon. Thank you, James.
Peter and TC.
Whoa, this is going to be awesome.
We've spoken. This is Larry. We've spoken before. I will not be able to make it. I am in Tennessee heading to Louisiana with parents.
Yep.
Good luck. Good luck to you, Larry.
Thank you.
Good luck, Larry. Appreciate it. Well,
Tony, how late in the day is it going on Saturday?
Oh, well, two sessions, 10 to noon and 1 to 3 o'clock, two-hour sessions. But if anybody shows up close to 3 o'clock, wants to play on an element or whatever, I'll be there for as long as it takes.
All righty.
I mean, if you show up with Spencer again, you know, we're going to put him on, say, maybe the zip line.
Spencer's going camping when I have the endowment event, but I may come out there after the endowment event.
Okay.
Help you out.
That'd be fine.
Videos.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Oh, my. It'll be good.
Thank you all. And shall we do Thursday night? And I appreciate everybody showing.
We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Good night.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.